Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by... Well, instead of doing a sponsor, what I would love for everybody to do is nominate me for the podcast awards. I know I've taken 2 weeks off. Deeply sorry about that for not really giving anybody a warning, because I really didn't know it was going to happen. Life's just been really crazy lately. But definitely do me a favor. Go to otrwesterns.com/award. That will kick you over to podcastawards.com. I'm looking for the culture and arts category. Put the Old Time Radio Westerns in the name. And then for the website, do www.otrwesterns.com. Hopefully we'll get nominated again this year. First year we did it. We got nominated. Didn't win, but we did get nominated. Second year, we didn't even get nominated. Kind of sad. I don't remember pushing it. I think I missed it. And then this year, hopefully, we'll get nominated again. It's great to be nominated. That's actually a goal of mine. I would love to win, but there's a ton of podcasts out there, so it's really hard for me to win. But the nomination, it's kind of nice because I can say, hey, 2010 podcast nominated, you know, for best in culture and arts, and I can do this for 2012. So deeply appreciate it. I know a lot of you guys love this podcast. This intro is really long, and it's going to be for this week, and sorry about it. But that's about it. Again, otrwesterns.com/award. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is December 3rd, 1952. And the title is War Drums and the Princess. Hope you enjoy. And again, thanks for listening.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar pops, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles with me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, War Drums and the Princess. Do you ever get hungry after school, hungry for something sweet and kind of crunchy and crisp? Why, sure you do. What red-blooded American boy isn't hungry for something extra tasty after a day of riding herd on the books? And that's where Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops come in, because Kellogg's Sugar Pops are just exactly right for an after-school snack. Just open a box and eat Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops like candy. Grab a handful and start munching. Kellogg's Sugar Pops are delicious. Try them for breakfast, too, with milk or cream on top. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. As the great Civil War was ending, an even greater war was raging on the western plains, pitting the strength of the Sioux Indian Nation against the meager forces of the Army. In a last desperate hope for peace, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles were called on for help in their greatest adventure, War Drums and the Princess.
Well, Jingles, we got here early. The fort's just coming to life. Who, but Jugger?
Yeah, well, we should have got here early after riding all night. Oh, Joker, I'm going to get off your back and walk from now on.
Maybe you'd like to join ranks with those troops out there on the parade ground, partner.
No, sirree. I'm ready to do my drilling around a breakfast table if I can find one around this fort.
All right, partner. We'll ask Major Freeman about that.
Hey, Bill, look over on the sutler's porch. Ain't that a pretty Indian girl? Wonder what she's doing here.
You can wonder about that later, Jingles. Now, come on. We've got business with the Major.
And I don't want any part of it. Indian wars ain't no fun, Bill. And I don't know what they think we can do to stop one like this.
Hello.
Well, would you looky here?
I'm Betty Lou Freeman. I saw you riding to the fort. You're all dusty. What's your name?
Now, ain't you the cutest little bunch of curls and ribbons?
Well, thank you. What's your names?
Why, Honey Bunch, this here's Wild Bill Hickok.
Bill Hickok? Oh, my.
Howdy, Miss Betty Lou.
Oh, my. You called me Miss. Oh, my.
And I'm Jingles, if anybody cares.
Oh, I do. I like you. You're cuddly.
Cuddly? Well, I ain't sure I know what you mean by that, but...
Oh, cuddly, like a big teddy bear. Here, I'll give you a big hug and show you.
You will?
Sure. Well. Pick me up.
You sure do get the ladies, Jingle.
Okay, now up you go.
Oh, you are cuddly.
Well.
Oh, but now you'd better put me down, because I've got to go give the princess her English lesson.
Who's the princess, Betty Lou?
Over there on the sutler's porch. I'm teaching her English.
The Indian girl?
Oh, she's not just an Indian girl. She's a princess.
Oh.
Well, I've got to go now. If you came to see Daddy, he's inside. Bye.
Well, ain't she sweet, Bill?
She sure is, partner.
Yeah. Well, I see Betty Lou's made another conquest.
More like two conquests, Major Freeman. How are you?
Yeah, welcome to Fort Robertson, Bill. You and Jingles are a sight for sore eyes.
Well, howdy, Major.
They tell me the Sioux are all in war paint, Major.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. You're the last ace in the deck for us. We can't hold out much longer.
Yeah, we saw the signs all the way along. Rode all night to play it safe.
Yeah, it's a good thing you did. We had three skirmishes here about yesterday.
Well, sounds like they're feeling you out for strength, Major.
That's what we're afraid of, Jingles.
What do you want us to do?
Everybody knows you and Bill have made friends with the Sioux, Chief Gray Cloud.
Oh, sure. Well, the old chief made Bill a blood brother 4 years ago.
That was before they took to the warpath, partner.
Yeah, but that don't mean that... Hey, what's going on out there?
It's another tank. Look, Bill. Lined up on the crest of that hill.
Oh, hopping horn toes, Bill. Look at him. Must be 1,000 braves in that war party, and they're looking right down our throat.
That's right. We have less than 300 men to stand them off. I'm afraid you got here too late after all, Bill.
Yeah, too late to do any good. And just in time to get our scalps lifted.
Say, I sure wish all you range buddies of mine could sit around the breakfast table with some real cowboys. You'd be quick to understand the importance of a good food energy cereal like Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. A bowl or two of Kellogg's Sugar Pops with milk or cream for breakfast helps you start the day with plenty of vim and vigor. And then, later on in the afternoon, you can eat Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops right out of the box like a snack. And boy, oh boy, are Kellogg's Sugar Pops ever good tasting. Never any sugar to add. The sweetening's already on them. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are popped with sugar. That's why they're called Sugar Pops. Put your brand on a box or two of Kellogg's Sugar Pops. Delicious for breakfast or snacks, known for the pep it packs. Now let's all sing our Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops song.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Ask Mom to ask her grocer for Kellogg's Sugar Pops. Two boxes, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Just after Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles arrived at Fort Robinson, a large Indian war party massed on the ridge overlooking the fort and the Army's guns opened fire to break up the attack.
Now wipe us out, Hickok. Wait, where's Betty Lou?
Why, she's right over there with the princess.
Oh, here she comes.
Bill, look. Hey, look, the princess. She's riding out the gate.
Yeah, partner. Who is she, Major Freeman?
She's Gray Cloud's daughter, Bill.
Is that Blue Dawn?
Well, I'll be. Hey, she sure has grown up.
Major, it's just a hunch. Stop the firing.
But Hickok, they'll swarm down on us like hornets.
Yeah, Bill, them guns is the only thing that stops
them. I'll admit it's a long chance, but it might work.
All right, Bill. I'll go stop it, but you better not be wrong. Lieutenant! Order the gunners to cease fire at once and stand by their guns.
Bill, you sure you know what you're doing?
You're never sure in a case like this, Jingle, but it's worth a chance.
I hope you know what you're doing, Hickok. Every life in this fort depends on this.
I know that, Major. Come on, Jingles.
Daddy, when the guns started, the princess left, so I came back. Where are you going, Jingles?
I don't know. Where are we going, Bill?
Out to meet Chief Gray Cloud.
Well, we're going to ride out and face all of those Redskins? Oh, now, Bill.
Don't think about it, partner. Let's do it.
Bill Hickok, this is the craziest thing we ever did. Riding right up in the face of over 1,000 war-painted demons and in a bad humor.
Just don't let on that you're afraid, partner. It's now or never, Jingles. We're here. Who have I shot?
Oh, Joker. Stand here quiet as a little mouse. Wish we were both little mouses right now.
Chief Gray Cloud, your blood brother Hickok comes in friendship. It has been many moons since we stood face to face.
Many moons.
You are a great chief. You have many braves. And you've got too much sense to go on the warpath unless you've got a mighty good reason.
Hickok, talk with tongue of truth. My people have good reason.
All right, tell me that reason. And give me a chance to make it right, if I think they're right.
That's putting it up to him, Bill. Go ahead.
Gray Cloud know that Hickok will do what he says. He'll come. Tonight we sit around council fire with pipe of peace.
Ooh, Bill, you did it. You got him going, Bill.
Easy, Jingles. It's only a start.
Well, keep it up.
Now you go back to the fort and tell Major Freeman what you know.
And leave you here all alone with all them Indians?
Don't worry about me. And tell the Major whatever happens. Don't let anybody fire a gun until I get back.
Well, I got you, Bill. Good luck, and I'll give Betty Lou a big hug for you, too. Get around there, Joker. Now we're heading for the fort with good news.
Hickok.
I got good news, Major. Bill talked Chief Gray Cloud into having a powwow. All we got to do now is wait till he gets back.
I saw the Indians withdrawing. I wondered what was up.
Bill just rode right up and told him what was what.
Yeah.
That's what.
So now we just wait.
Yeah, and Bill said whatever you do, don't let anybody fire a gun around this fort.
I'll put out the order immediately.
Good. Do it or shouldn't I do it? Doggone it, I don't know what to do.
Good morning, Jingles.
Good morning, and there ain't nothing good about it.
Easy, Jingles.
Daddy, the princess isn't here this morning.
What?
The princess didn't come to watch the troops this morning. Do you think she's sick? Why didn't she come?
No, I don't know, Betty Lou.
What do you think, Jingles?
Oh, why, I just... Well, I ain't sure, little sugar plum. Maybe she had to stay home and count her daddy's wampum or
Jingles,
something.
Jingles, look. Coming down from the hill.
An Indian, riding like the wind.
Maybe he's a messenger coming to tell me about the princess.
Yeah, maybe he is a messenger, and he's coming. He's almost to the gate. I hope he's sure gets... Now what? Jughead shot the Indian. He's fallen off his horse.
Hold your fire. Lieutenant, find the man that fired that shot and lock him up. Come on, Jingles.
Yeah, I sure hope he ain't dead, Major.
We'll soon see.
Well, if Bill sent him with a message and he can't deliver it, we're sure in the soup. You're laying still.
Jingles.
Dead, huh?
That's right. And there's no written message on him.
Then as sure as you're born. Bill sent him to tell us something.
We'll never know what it was, I'm afraid.
No, yes, we will. I'm riding to Gray Cloud's camp to find out right now. If Bill's in trouble, he ain't gonna be in it alone. No, sirree.
You have failed, Hickok. White guns at fort kill my brave who take message.
But there's been a mistake. Let me go to the fort, Gray Cloud.
You stay here. A life for a life. You will die when sun return to face of Red Cliff.
But the princess, Blue Dawn's your daughter. She's sick. She needs a doctor I sent for.
Medicine man, he danced before her teepee. If she die from white man's fever, we burn fort, kill all people there. Gray Cloud has spoken.
Now get out of my way, you blasted varmint, before I crack your heads together.
Who comes?
It's Jingles.
I'm going in there to find Bill if I have to walk over a stack of bodies 10 feet deep.
Now let me in.
Oh, hi, Billy. You all right?
Sure, partner. How you get through guards?
Well, now, Chief, I know an Indian trick or two myself. Sorry I had to rough up some of your boys, but I reckon their bruises will heal in time.
What happened at the fort, Jingles?
Well, I figured that'd need some explaining. It was a mistake, Bill. The major gave orders not to fire any guns like you said. But one trigger-happy lookout got nervous.
You see, Chief, I told you it was a mistake. Now let's go down and sign that treaty and put an end to all this.
No signed treaty. You die to pay.
Now, you can't do that, Chief. Bill, what's going on here?
A life for a life, partner. Mine for the messengers. The princess came down with a fever last night.
Princess?
Yeah, and if she dies, the fort will be wiped out. Gray Cloud won't give an inch.
Well, that's what all that war dancing is out there, huh?
That's it, Jingles. I sent that messenger to bring a doctor.
Now, ain't that a burnt mess of beans? There ain't no doctor at the fort. Hey, Chief, I got a deal for you.
You talk. I listen.
You just want a life for a life, don't you? Don't make no difference whose it is.
A life for a life.
Well, then mine ought to do. You keep me and let Bill go and straighten this whole thing out.
No dice, Jingles.
Now, you keep quiet, Bill Hickok. This deal's between me and the Chief. Well, how about it, Chief?
If he no come back, you die. If Blue Dawn die, all at fort die.
Yeah. That's what you said.
Jingles, it's no good.
Ain't no other way, Bill. Now, you and Buckshot can get there faster. The princess may be getting sicker by the minute. Bill, there's over 300 people at that fort, and their lives depend upon you. Even little Betty Lou's. Now, go on, Bill, get riding.
Well, all right. It's a long chance, partner, but I'll try it. And Gray Cloud, if you touch one hair on Jingles' ornery head before I get back, I'll make you think a plague has hit you.
Who's calling me? Hickok.
Major, is our doctor here?
No, not at the fort. Nearest doctor's 33 miles southeast, Rock Falls. Why, who's sick?
Blue Dawn, the chief's daughter.
But what about your powwow with Gray Cloud? What's he going to do?
If Blue Dawn dies, he's threatened to wipe out the whole fort, and he means business.
Well, so do I. I got a daughter, too. If we wait here, those savages will be down on us like vultures. I've seen massacres, Hickok.
If you move 10 feet from this fort, there'll be a massacre, Major. Blue Dawn's life is our only hope, and I'm riding for that doctor.
You'll never make it. If you're not back by dawn, I'm marching on Great Cloud's camp.
You're making it mighty hard, Major. You better come to your senses. Let's go, Buckshot. Dig in, boy. Hi, Buckshot. Hi. Oh, Buckshot, who? We made it, boy. You take a rest while I rouse out that doctor. Name's Mills, Dr. Mills. You'd better be home.
Who's there knocking at this time of night?
I'm Bill Hickok. Are you Dr. Mills?
No, I'm his pa. Doc ain't here.
Where is he? It's urgent.
Oh, everything's urgent. People've been knocking all night. Wish my boy been a mule skinner so as I could get my sleep.
I've got to find him.
Wait. You say your name was Hickok? Wild Bill?
That's right.
Well, I'll be darned. And then I'll tell you. Doc rode off to Hideaway Canyon to help a lady get a baby. Left before sundown. Ought to be back by now.
Hideaway Canyon?
Yep, 8 miles out on Bootstring Trail. Be you going after him?
I sure am.
Then mind your riding. Bootstring Trail is mighty treacherous. One slip and you won't be riding back this way ever.
Would you believe it, Wranglers? Wild Bill and Jingles take only an average of 15 minutes apiece to eat breakfast. Oh, but actually, that's the average time a person takes to eat breakfast when something really extra special good is being served, like Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, for instance. Now, you tell Mom she won't have to coax you to eat Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, because their golden nuggets of corn have the sweetening already on them. No sugar to add, just milk or cream, and eat them. Or eat them right out of the box for a snack. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are popped with sugar. That's why they're called Sugar Pops. If you haven't tried Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops yet, look for the yellow and white packages at your grocer's. Point the Kellogg's Sugar Pops packages out to Mom when you're in the store shopping with her. Ask her to pick up several packages with the rest of her provisions.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Don't forget, ask Mom to get several packages of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops for you, her top ranch hand. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Still fighting time and the thought of Gray Cloud's threats against the fort and Jingle's life, Wild Bill Hickok rode on through the night up Bootstring Trail in search of Dr. Mills.
The old man was right about this trail, Buckshot. One slip and we're goners. And no sign of Doc Mills coming back.
Help! Help!
Who, Buckshot? Who? Thought I heard something.
Help! Wherever you are, help me!
I did hear it. Where are you?
I'm below the trail. I fell from my horse.
Are you hurt?
I don't know. I'm wedged between two rocks down here. I can't move.
All right, I'm coming down. Are you sure you're all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Looks like my horse ran away. You saved my life, stranger. I don't even know your name.
I'm Bill Hickok, and I'm sure glad I happened along.
Wild Bill Hickok?
That's right.
You're sure lucky for me you did come along. I'm Dr. Mills.
Dr. Mills? Well, I never thought I'd find you this way.
You were looking for me?
I sure was, Doc, and we've got a lot of riding to do before sunup, so let's go.
Doggone it, Gray Cloud. Why don't you stop them demons from dancing out there? They've been at it all night.
It's not long till sun come up. Then you die.
Oh, come on now, Chief. Can't we talk this over? Blue Dawn's still breathing. Maybe she's going to be all right.
If my daughter Blue Dawn die, all at Fort die too.
Oh, if you ain't the stubbornest featherhead I ever run into. You know Bill's doing all he can.
Hickok not come back.
Oh, but he will, I tell you. That's Joker. Hey, he hears something. Listen.
No horse can talk.
Well, Joker does. Now you listen, I said. That's Buckshot. I told you so. Bill's coming back. Come on, let's go meet him.
How you know it be Hickok?
Don't ask so many questions and come on. See, look, there he is. He's got somebody up behind him. Howdy, Bill!
Oh, Buckshot, where was I? Hi, Jingles. You take care of Buckshot, will you?
Oh, sure.
Is Blue Dawn still living?
Yeah, Bill.
Then come on, Doc. We've still got a chance.
Well, how's the Doc coming, Bill? He's been in there for hours. Will Blue Dawn live?
I don't know, partner. It's going to be a tight squeeze. We'll just have to wait and see.
If my daughter die, all die.
Oh, shut up. Ain't we all worried enough about this without you throwing your weight around? Now, doggone it anyway. Bill. Bill, the drum stopped.
Here comes the Doc.
How is she, Doc? Did you save her? Did you get here in time?
Easy, Jingles. Well, what about it, Doc?
It's all right. Blue Dawn's gonna live.
Bill, did you hear that? The princess is gonna live. So's everybody else.
That's right, partner, and boy, we were mighty lucky.
Now we can take Chief Gray Cloud down to meet the Major and sign the treaty to stop all these Indian wars. And when everything's settled and peaceful, I'll get another big hug from little Betty Lou. On account of she thinks I'm cuddly.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Andy and I will be with you again on Friday, folks, with a story about the timber country.
Yes, sir, and it's a corker, too. Fallen trees, runaway trains, and plenty of action. Be with us Friday to hear Timber Trouble.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to ask Mom to get a big package of the cereal with the sweetening already on it. Kellogg's Sugar Pops.
In the bright yellow packages with the picture of Guy and me right on the front. Eat them out of a bowl for breakfast or right out of the box as a snack. Either way, you don't need sugar.
Andy and I think Sugar Pops are great, huh, Andy?
You bet we do.
So long, kid.
See you Friday.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Janine Roos, Paul McVeigh, Tom Holland, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, when Kellogg's Rice Krispies presents Wild Bill Hickok in Timber Trouble.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.